This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Governor John Bel Edwards is issuing his call for the special legislative session today.
The need for additional revenue is now, and it's acute.
The call will tell lawmakers to consider a number of revenue-raising measures to alleviate the state budget shortfall, which Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden blames on
poor fiscal planning combined with a shortfall of revenue.
House Republicans have sent the governor a letter saying they want the option to cut spending rather than just raising revenue first. As House Appropriations Chairman Cameron Henry told WVUE earlier this week,
members want to see cuts first.
The state constitution says the governor makes mid-year cuts, and the legislature only gets to take over if the governor can't or won't do it. But the governor can't begin to cut until the shortfalls become official. Here's where managing the clock comes into play in this game of political brinksmanship.
The REC is scheduled to meet again on February 10th.
That's when the shortfall for this year and next actually becomes official, and the 30-day clock starts ticking on the governor making the mid-year cuts. On the 13th, the administration has to present its budget proposal for the next fiscal year. Darden warns,
I will be presenting a budget on behalf of Governor Edwards that is stark reality. There will be no contingencies. We will say this is the doomsday scenario that we as an administration are obligated to present to you based upon the Louisiana Constitution.
In other words, the House Republicans will get their cuts the day before the special session begins. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.